Welcome to Free Concepts Unmasked, where we motivate, educate, and elevate. I am your host, Shaniqua. Thank you so very much for listening, tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so honored and grateful to all of my listeners, even my new listeners. Listen, it is National Women's Day, okay? Be grateful, because if it wasn't for a woman, you would not be here, okay? So that's why we are celebrating our women. Not just that reason, but just because we are fabtabulous. But before we jump into our topic, I'm going to start off with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come to you, Lord, and I say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing in our lives, God. I thank you for our listeners, God. I ask that you pour a special anointing on them, a fresh anointing on them, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. No matter what it is that they're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God, that you are with them, God. Let them know that you are with them. Comfort them right now in the name of Jesus, God. I cancel the assignment of the devil in the name of Jesus. Then no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. I ask that you heal them, God, right where they are. Have them to have an open mind, an open heart to be able to receive whatever it is that you have for them, Lord Jesus, God. God, I ask, Father God, that you speak through me, God. A special anointing over me, God. And I ask that you continue to bless the world. Please bless this world. Give us unity and love, God, to be able to come together, Father God, and strengthen us all. Help us be the best version of ourselves that we can be, being better than what we were yesterday. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your forgiveness, your grace, and your mercy. I thank you, God, for this platform and trusting me, God, to be able to speak to your people. God, I love you, I adore you, and I lift you up with the highest, highest praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. God, I thank you for our women out there. Hello to my women. If there's some men listening, hey, listen, don't get jealous. Don't be a hater right now, because we're going to celebrate these women. Be happy, because guess what? If it wasn't for a woman, you wouldn't be here. So let's clap for our women. That's a little clap. I don't want to clap too loud, because I don't know, you know, I don't want to be busting your eardrums. But women are our nurturers. They are our lovers. They are kind. They are beautiful. They are magnificent. They are intelligent. They are brilliant. They wear so many different hats. They are just everything. Our women have really shown and proven that there is nothing that they can't do. We have proven time and time again that we can do what the men do, okay? Now, no hate on our men, but we can multitask like it ain't nobody's business, okay? We house babies in our bellies, okay? We push these little babies out, and we got to go back to work in 6 weeks, which means we have to try to, you know, tighten our bodies back together and get it right, get it tight, and then in that 6 weeks, we're not even resting before we go to work. No, we are waking up every 2 to 4 hours with these little crying babies, and we have to know which cry is for what. We have to know if it's the I'm hungry cry, I'm sleepy cry, I poop cry, I pee cry. Do you know what I mean? Like those cries, we got to know the difference. We have to be in tune with our children when people say, you know, that women have this great intuition or discernment. Yes, we do. We really do. We go back to work, and then, you know, of course, we got to drop the baby off in the morning. Well, first of all, we got to get us dressed, get the children dressed and ready, handle the whole household, drop them off, get to work, do what you got to do at work. Sometimes they might call you, the school might call you, depending on if your kids is bad or not, but you know. Or if they sick or whatever. So you might have those moments. And then you got to stay home with your baby. You know, if the baby's sick, you got to take days off. And, you know, or, you know, go pick your children up, bring them back. It's just so many different hats. We got to get her, rush home to cook, help them with their homeworks, give them their baths, put them to bed, read them a story, whatever it is that you do. Finally, you know, get yourself together for the night, then go to sleep, start all over again. So it's a lot. And then if you have a spouse, you got to take care of him too. You or him or her these days, okay? But you got to take care of your spouse too. So you have to not only take care of yourself, you got to take care of your spouse, your child or children. And if you have children, oh my God, you're dealing with so many different personalities. It's not funny. I know for me growing up, I had my great-great-grandmother in my life, my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mother, my aunties, my cousins, a whole lot of women, beautiful, strong, successful, brilliant, women. And then, we had some of our women in my family had struggles, but they were still strong, independent women. They went through a lot of adversities. They overcame so much in their lives. And for me, I really respect women that have been through something and still been able to get through whatever it is that they've been hit with. Life can sometimes deal you some really, really crazy cards or deal you a really bad hand. But to see how women overcome all of the things that they've been through, whether it's molest, whether it's rape, any type of abuse, whether it's being disrespected or belittled or just a lot of bad things that women have been through in life. Not all women, but the women that have really gone through some mess, for me, it's so amazing to see their strength of what they've been through and then where they are now or after those negative experiences or traumas, how they come out of that. And they come out better than ever, with so much grace and class and poise. A lot of women don't even look like what they've been through. And I'm amazed by that. And I saw that growing up. And so I wanted to be one of those women. One of the women that no matter what I went through, that I was able to get through it, but not let it wear on me and not let it change me. I didn't want my bad or negative experiences to change me into this bitter, nasty, angry person. A lot of people can be, a lot of women can be beautiful on the outside, but if you're ugly on the inside and you have a nasty attitude or a nasty disposition, then you're ugly. And I don't know if you guys heard me say this before, but I truly believe that. I really believe that we have to start having self-control, taking accountability for our actions, and stop blaming others for our attitude. I think that it's important for us to straighten our crown when we are mistreated or disrespected. Yes, it's okay to go ahead and speak up and have your voice. Definitely. We definitely need to keep our voices, but there's a delivery in the way that you speak to people. I just love how we can just wear all these different hats. We can be a teacher, mom, as a mom, we're a teacher, doctor, lawyer, just everything, just being Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and these different things. If you raise your kids on those things, let me tell you, it's been a many time that I have put a tooth under the money for the tooth under the pillow. I don't know if anybody can relate, but I forget. I fall asleep, because I'm like, okay, they're asleep. I fall asleep before I know it. I don't woke up. And they're like, oh, the Tooth Fairy didn't come get my tooth. And it's been times that I done left the tooth under there and then put the money under there too. And he's like, oh, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I don't know what excuse I made, but I'm sure I made a good one. So, it's crazy how when I think back to growing up as a female, to a young lady, to a woman, the woman that I am now, I wouldn't change it for the world. There's no regrets because all of the things I went through in my life was definitely necessary to bring me to this point where I am now. I'm almost 50 and wow, a journey. That's all I can call it. It was a journey. But I love every moment of it. And for you guys, I want you to pat yourselves on the back for my women out there. Pat yourselves on the back for being that strong, independent. You know, don't worry about when people say to you that you're difficult or you have too much mouth or you are bossy or whatever. Sometimes you are. They might be right, you know. But it's hard to give up the pants. When I say give up the pants, when you wear the pants as a single parent or single woman for so many years and a man does come in your life or that person comes in your life, it's hard to give that up and entrust the bills with that person or entrust your household with that person or whatever it is that you were doing prior to meeting that person because you have set up a routine for yourself, you know. And it's hard to change routines sometimes, but if you do get a good person that comes in your life that is trustworthy and treats you of value and loves you, respects you, and they are responsible and dependable and all those great qualities, then yes, definitely you're going to have to take those pants off and let them wear the pants because you have to let the man be the man, okay? But it's hard. It's not easy, okay? For me, not easy at all because I've been independent all my life. Even in times when I was married, I still handled a lot of the responsibilities that I felt like I would have a partner in, but it wasn't a partnership. It was more of me doing everything by myself. And I used to be like, well, if I'm going to do it all by myself, I might as well be by myself, okay? But I just take my hat off to all the women out there. Give yourself a round of applause. Pat yourself on the back because you've gotten through so many difficulties. You've gotten through times when you just didn't understand how you would get through certain situations. It was times that you were hanging on by a string and you was like, Lord, I don't know what this lesson is that you got me going through. But I don't think I'm going to be able to get through this one right here. I'm going to need you to help me out, like to help me out. That means help me. Because you didn't see how you want to get through a hard or difficult time. You didn't even think you had the strength to even go through something else, you know. Sometimes life will hit you all at once, you know, with just a domino effect. This happens, then the next day this happens, or later that night this happens, or next week this happens. It's like you can't catch a break. But pat yourself on the back and give yourself a round of applause because you are doing the daggone thing. You have done the daggone thing, and you're going to keep on doing the daggone thing. I believe in you. The best is yet to come. Don't ever let anyone dim your light. Shine, baby, shine. I want you to know that being a woman is the most precious gift that I believe that God could have given us in this world to be here. It's a beautiful, beautiful blessing, and I'm so truly grateful. I'm grateful to be able to even see my unique, gorgeous women. You know, women that have paved the way, women that have made this possible for us to be able to even work, to be able to thrive. It's just been a beautiful journey. So shout out to all our beautiful women. Shout out to all our beautiful mothers. Shout out to the women that didn't think that they could make it. Shout out to the women that have the strength to be able to just go through anything that God brings their way. Because definitely there's a blessing in the lesson. Always remember that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, that God is bringing you through something and changing you and transforming you into this beautiful butterfly. So I just wanted you guys to know that. I want to celebrate you on today. I wanted you to know how magnificent and how brilliant and intelligent and wonderful and very special that you are. Always know that. Don't ever let anyone disrespect you. Don't let anybody, and you don't have to clap back, as they say, because at the end of the day, let them look crazy. Don't let them take you out of character. Don't let them have power over you. Don't let anyone have power over you by taking you out of character. Be you. Be firm and stern now. Let them know you ain't playing, okay? You know, but at the end of the day, just love you. Love you from head to toe. You don't need all of that makeup. You don't need all that hair, those lashes. You don't need all of those things. Now, if you want to just kind of, you know, add a little something, you know, but you don't need it. You're naturally beautiful just the way you are. So many times I see women at my job or in the grocery store as I'm running my errands, and I just see these beautiful women, just unique women of all different nationalities. I see them with their children. I see them with their spouses. I see them cooking. I see them being bosses. I see them just doing all different, doctors, lawyers, oh my gosh, like mechanics, sports. I mean, we have really come a long way as women, and it's such an honor, such a privilege to be a woman. So I would like to thank all the women out there that have made it possible. I want us sisters to be friendlier and more loving to one another, because this sisterhood has to continue, loving each other as women, sticking together as women. Stop putting down women. Stop putting down your sister. Uplift your sister. Because at the end of the day, women, we go through a lot. Like I said, you know, abused, used, manipulated, cheated on. There's so many things that we go through. Now, I'm not, men, don't, before you start coming for me, you know, we all, you know, we both can cheat now. Well, I'm just saying that y'all started it. But anyway, but no, I just really wanted to just take this moment. I'm not going to keep you any longer. I just want to take this moment to celebrate you and let you know that I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you. Definitely always keep that beautiful smile on your face. Don't let anyone steal your joy. Don't let anyone take you out of character. And just know that if you are in a season of uncertainty, know that God is with you and God loves you and I love you. So happy National Women's Day. Have a blessed one. Much love and respect to all of you beautiful women. Till next week. Bye.